I'm Liam Connors with VPR News. Single-payer healthcare may be a distant memory, but Governor Peter Shumlin continues to push for massive overhaul of Vermont's healthcare system. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has learned, hospitals and doctors are worried there won't be enough money in the new system to provide the care that Vermonters need.
Shumlin's latest reform plan might not have generated the same kind of popular buzz as single-payer financing, but it could be every bit as transformational as the administration's previous push for publicly funded health care. The concept, in a very tiny nutshell, calls for a global budget for nearly all medical expenditures in the state. Healthcare providers would then have to operate within those financial caps. Instead of private and public insurers paying hospitals and doctors for various services and procedures, providers would instead get a lump sum to take care of a large population of patients. It's called the all-payer model, and Shumlin wants it in place by the beginning of 2017.
There would be no need to consider this if what was happening in the world right now was working for providers and patients really well.
That's Lawrence Miller, chief of healthcare reform for the Shumlin administration.
And it's not. It's not working for providers, it's not working for patients, and it's not working for our economy.
So how much money is enough to provide health care to Vermonters, and where is it going to come from? Those questions lie at the heart of a debate now roiling the health care system. And two groups that will be key to all-payer success are, as of now at least, unconvinced that elected officials will come up with the right answers. Among their many concerns is the, quote, chronic underfunding of Medicaid. Paul Harrington is the executive vice president of the Vermont Medical Society. He and others say that if lawmakers don't increase state support for this government health insurance program, then the all-payer experiment is doomed from the outset.
And it's just going to become a downward spiral where you have more and more people under Medicaid not paying enough to keep our health care system viable. And we're not going to be having the hospitals and physician services that people need and are accustomed to.
The administration's all-payer plan would hold overall per capita increases in healthcare spending to 4.3%. Harrington says he's worried that overall number will fall short of what's needed. But he says whatever the final budget figure, a lack of increased funding from Medicaid will simply drive up private insurance rates that would have to make up the difference. B. Grouse is the president and CEO of the Vermont Association of Hospitals and Health Systems. Grouse says that in order for the all-payer model to work, all the big payers, private insurance, Medicare, and Medicaid, will need to participate.
So each of the payers has to commit to spending a certain amount in the base year and trending that forward with a different inflation amount year after year. We need the same from Medicaid. That, in the recent years, has not happened.
Grouse says lack of funding increases from Medicaid will drive up the cost of private insurance, and she says it could push the price of private policies out of the reach of people who can barely afford them now. Grouse says if contributions from Medicaid don't increase at all, then hospitals won't support the all-payer plan. Miller says he agrees that lawmakers should find new revenues for Medicaid. Shumlin, in fact, proposed a $90 million a year payroll tax last year to do just that. But the legislature rejected the plan, and Miller says he doesn't expect they'll come around to the idea in 2016. He says that shouldn't dissuade policymakers from pursuing the cost-saving potential of the all-payer model.
And if the legislature doesn't increase Medicaid payments, then the same mechanism will solve for the final funding necessary the same way it does now, which is to see rates of commercial insurance increase beyond what can otherwise be justified.
House Speaker Shap Smith says he doubts lawmakers will approve increased revenues for Medicaid in 2016, though he says he thinks the program needs a dedicated revenue stream at some point in the future. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.